Coming this Easter Sunday, sacred music for the Easter season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the world. Coming Easter Sunday at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
At the Planned Parenthood in Odessa, which has been shut down due to budget cuts. Closing this one means about 4,000 women have to go to the Midland Center if they need to get their checkups or birth control or anything like that.
That's Renee Resendez, a 24-year-old uninsured graduate student featured recently in a National Public Radio story about a lawsuit involving the state of Texas, the federal government, and the funding of Planned Parenthood. Joining us to talk about this story and Oklahoma's abortion ultrasound law declared unconstitutional by an Oklahoma district judge is Carol Tobias. She's president of National Right to Life. Carol, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd.
What led to this lawsuit where Texas is suing the Obama administration regarding Planned Parenthood funding?
Well, the federal administration, the federal government, sends money into the states for the Medicaid program to help take care of low-income persons in the state. And in many cases, the state administers the money, but then they can turn around and make some decisions as to who's going to administer it and maybe add some additional regulations before people can get these funds. So last year, Texas decided that in their women's health program, they were not going to give Medicaid funds to organizations that promote abortion. The state of Texas didn't consider that to be advantageous to women's health. So through their women's health program, which is funded by Medicaid, they still have all the funding, but they were going to say, if you perform abortions, you're not eligible to receive this money. And the Obama administration has determined that they don't like that stipulation in Texas, and they are now threatening to withhold all of the Medicaid funds from the state of Texas.
So Texas is essentially suing the Obama administration to prevent a cutoff of what would normally just be kind of a matter of course funding that goes down to the states.
Yes.
Now, the thinking on the part of the Texas lawmakers there is usually going to be spun in terms of you're cutting off poor women. How do you respond to that?
When this first came out that the administration was going to withhold funds and Governor Perry said they were going to sue, he put out a statement that defended the program and I think put out some amazing facts that are somehow just kind of getting lost in much of the reporting. Texas has 2,500 qualified providers in their women's health program, and they have more than 4,600 locations around the state. Now, Texas is big, but 4,600 locations means that the poor women who, through this program, would be able to get preventive health services, including breast cancer and cervical cancer screenings, can probably get to some location because there is someone that's going to be pretty close to them working with the state through the women's health program. Planned Parenthood is less than 2% of the providers in this Texas program. So this whole lawsuit and threat from the Obama administration to withhold funds is because less than 2% of the providers in the state program would be cut off under this law from last year.
We'll take a break. When we come back, more with Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life.
South Africa, China,
Germany, Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world? India,
Sweden, Egypt,
France, Turkey,
Japan, Australia,
Canada, United Kingdom,
Hong Kong, Austria,
Finland, Malaysia,
Singapore, Bulgaria,
Korea, Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines.
Mexico.
Spain.
New Zealand.
Kuwait.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Abortion worsens problem it purports to solve.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
The British newspaper Daily Mail reports that women who've had abortions are three times as likely to develop a drug or alcohol problem and more likely to suffer mental disorders. Professor David Ferguson, who led the research, said the findings had important implications because more than 90% of British abortions are authorized on the grounds that keeping an unwanted baby would cause the mother mental health problems. He noted, there is nothing in this study that would suggest the termination of pregnancy was associated with lower risks of mental health problems than birth.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Our Savior Lutheran, Pacifica, California. Messiah Lutheran, Danville, California. Faith Lutheran, Capistrano Beach, California. Grace Lutheran, San Mateo, California. Our Savior Lutheran, Grand Rapids, Michigan. St. Paul Lutheran, Hamel, Illinois. St. Paul Lutheran, Brookfield, Illinois. Grace Lutheran, Racine, Wisconsin. St. John's Lutheran, Mayville, Wisconsin. Prince of Peace Lutheran, Crestwood, Missouri. Faith Lutheran, Plano, Texas. St. Paul Lutheran, Austin, Texas. University Hills Lutheran, Denver, Colorado. St. John Lutheran, Topeka, Kansas. Peace Lutheran, Alma, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Imperial, Nebraska. And Trinity Lutheran, St. Charles, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300. This is Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about a lawsuit. Texas is suing the Obama administration, having to do with federal funding and Planned Parenthood. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, is our guest. Carol, I'd like your reaction to something that Dr. Moss Hampton, chairman of obstetrics and gynecology at the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, had to say. He says that Planned Parenthood clinics in Texas were simply taking up business that other doctors didn't want to accept. And I quote, he says, "I mean, let's face it, if it was a lucrative program, you can bet your boots that the private sector would have already signed up. They would be graciously accepting those patients into their practice." Your reaction?
I really think the government, the governor of Texas, they care about people. They are not going to just turn their backs on them and say, well, if Planned Parenthood is the only place you can get your support, then, you know, we don't want to help you. Any state government cares about its people, and they will do what they can to help them get the medical services. But I think the state also has a right to say that if you are performing abortions, well-meaning taxpayers don't want their money going to your organization. And I have full confidence that the state of Texas will get funding, because the state has said funding is not the problem. They will get providers who will provide the preventive health services and the cancer screenings that are needed.
Now, do we know of any other states that have successfully been able to do what Texas is attempting to do, and that is basically say Planned Parenthood, you are an abortion provider, and we don't want to fund that with these dollars?
Well, Tennessee came up with a very unusual, I think a great plan. Instead of saying, look, this money is not going to go to certain organizations like Planned Parenthood, they flipped it around a little bit and said, we want to provide all of, you know, the services, and we think the government agencies that are already in place, you know, the county social services, would be the best place to start. So they gave their money, first of all, to the county social services, and they kind of had this tier of who would be the first ones to get the money, and then if there's money left over, then we will, you know, look at giving it to these people and to these organizations. And then, so they kind of had a priority list. And the, all of the counties in the state say that they can provide the services that are necessary and required. And the budget money was used up in that way. So Planned Parenthood in Tennessee won't get the funding, not because they were, you know, just personally kind of taken out of it, but there's just no money available for them because other services with higher, other service providers with higher priorities got the money.
So was it wise for the state of Texas to cut off all Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood?
Well, I think so. Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion provider. And in this case, they're providing less than 2% of the services that the state wanted in this particular women's health program. So on a moral issue, yes, our taxpayer dollars do not need to go to organizations that are killing unborn children. On a practical level, the services are going to be provided. Just they won't be coming from Planned Parenthood. And that's the big problem, because Planned Parenthood has influential people in high places, and they are screaming to get that money. And I fully believe that other organizations and people will step in to provide the services.
Tell us about this Oklahoma abortion ultrasound law that was recently declared unconstitutional by a district judge in that state.
Well, the legislature in Oklahoma passed a bill that said abortion providers have to perform an abortion providers have to perform an ultrasound before an abortion is performed, and they have to position the screen showing, you know, the unborn child in a way that the woman, the mother seeking the abortion, can see her unborn child. Now, many states have laws that say, you know, if you're going to do an an ultrasound, or if you do an ultrasound, you have to tell the woman that she can view the screen. But that might be in a five-page, you know, document that she signs, and she's not reading all the small type. So in Oklahoma, they said you have to tell her verbally that she can look at the screen and watch the picture of her unborn child. And that got the abortion proponents absolutely screaming. You know, some of the things they've been saying about the legislation in other states has been ridiculous. But what we're trying to do is give women information. Now, this district court judge said that you can't do that because you are treating abortion differently from other medical services. But the United States Supreme Court has already said that's okay. The state can have a preference for childbirth over abortion and stipulate that the, you know, the woman get certain information. So we have no doubt that this will be overturned on appeal, but that's, you know, something that will just take time. And unfortunately, the women in Oklahoma are not getting that opportunity to see their unborn child before they make a life or death irreversible decision.
So how have similar laws in other states fared?
Well, going back to Texas again, they currently have the only law that has been upheld by a circuit court of appeals to say that when you, if you're going to do an abortion, you have to do an ultrasound and you have to show the mother her, the picture of her unborn child. North Carolina passed a similar bill last year overriding a veto of their governor, but that is currently in the courts. It has been enjoined, and we are waiting for the appeals process to take place.
How do you respond to Nancy Northrup? She's the CEO of the Center for Reproductive Rights. She says the court has resoundingly affirmed, speaking of the decision in Oklahoma, what should not be a matter of controversy, that women have both a fundamental right to make their own choices about their reproductive health and that the government has no place in their decisions.
It is a common medical practice, in fact, a required medical practice for doctors who are going to perform some medical procedure to give informed consent to the patient. I've had a couple different surgeries, and they tell me, you know, possible, you know, the good that could come from the surgery, but they also tell me some possible side effects or consequences if the surgery doesn't go well. That is just common practice in this country. Abortion is the only medical procedure that has been able to get away with not being treated as a medical procedure, because unless a state requires it, women who are seeking abortions are not given pertinent medical information about them, their, what's happening during the abortion procedure, or information about their unborn child. So when states step in to say you must give the woman this information, the other side, quite frankly, just doesn't like it. They want to rush women into the abortion facilities, get the abortion done as fast as possible without giving them the necessary information and giving them time to think about it. They want to get that money as fast as possible. I mean, this is a multi-million dollar industry in this country, and we have too many women who are hurting because they were rushed into an abortion decision. They weren't given the information so that they could make what they would consider now to have been an intelligent decision to save their baby. I don't understand why abortion providers have to get those women through the doors and have to get that abortion performed and have to get that money, actually the money comes first, and get that abortion performed. Why not let the woman get the information, think about it, and maybe she will change her mind? But I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, why shouldn't the woman be able to change her mind? You know, our opponents just don't want to give her that opportunity.
And isn't it true, you may have mentioned this and I might have missed it, that in many cases, especially with these surgical abortions, the abortionist is already doing the ultrasound before the procedure anyway?
The National Abortion Federation did a survey about 10 years ago of their of abortion providers in the country, and it was, I think, 82% of the abortion providers said that they are already doing an ultrasound prior to the abortion procedure. Another 16% said that they do the ultrasound sometimes. So we had 98% of the abortion providers in this country saying that, you know, they already do the ultrasound either always or sometimes. What we are starting to see, though, is a move among abortion providers to back off from doing an ultrasound. Now, one, it's medical malpractice coverage for them, because if they can do the ultrasound, they can get the age of the baby and how the baby is positioned, even find out if this is an ectopic pregnancy. So for their own medical malpractice cases, many times they are doing the ultrasound. But we are seeing, and there was a study done by Quinnipiac University last year that found when women see an ultrasound, it reduces the likelihood that they will go through with the abortion. And I think that information is kind of feeding into the abortion provider class that they want to pull back on those ultrasounds because they don't want the women to get that information.
Carol Tobias is president of National Right to Life. You'll find a link to National Right to Life at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Carol, thank you for being our guest.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to spend the last 10 minutes of the program on this Thursday afternoon, March the 29th, with George Conger, who formerly served as a British correspondent for the Jerusalem Post and overseas correspondent for the Church of England newspaper, part of GetReligion.org, and we're going to talk about media coverage of a couple very strange stories, bizarre and tragic in their own ways, one from the New York Times and another, I think, from the New York Post, if I'm not mistaken. Religion coverage in the media with George Conger from GetReligion.org right after this.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. IssuesETC.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Coming this Easter Sunday, sacred music for the Easter season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Lutheran Public Radio. Sacred music for the world, coming Easter Sunday at LutheranPublicRadio.org.